Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, welcome into hour number two. Got a lot to get to yet on tonight's show. As would be the case on a normal Saturday night for Radio Night Live, we will have a packed ladies' lounge tonight. We have got a dream team of ladies here to chat about important stuff. Kelsey Bowler, Independent Women's Forum Senior Policy Analyst. We've got Charmaine Yost, a VP at the Heritage Foundation, who's also on the Coronavirus Recovery Commission. We've got Carol Markowitz, who is the weekly columnist for the New York Post. And we've got Kristen B. Tate, maybe one of the smartest people in all of America when it comes to economics and taxation and all that kind of good stuff. And they're all standing by ready to fire away this hour. We've got some important stuff to talk about, from coronavirus recovery to practical help for your families and even what to do this Memorial Day. What, are you going to go to the beach? I'm going to try to get the family to the beach on Memorial Day. We're going to be safe, but we've got to get out. We've got to get out, get some sunshine and vitamin D and all the rest. Anyway, got a lot to get to. By the way, for those of you that have been paying attention, we are now asking for your help, full-fledged, to help us liberate slaves in South Sudan. Under the COVID-19 circumstances, circumstances have gotten even worse for these impoverished and enslaved women and children. And you may not know that slavery is on the planet today, but it is, and in greater numbers than ever before in human history. And I'm so proud of this audience, because over the last number of years, we have liberated on average about 200 slaves a year. And I'm hopeful that we'll be able to do the same thing this year as well. And we're hearing horror stories coming from the region, because COVID-19 hasn't really impacted those areas in terms of getting people sick, but it has impacted the degree of punishment and harshness that the slaves are experiencing. Because when you're already a devalued person, your life becomes even less valuable. Especially to someone who feels like they have the right to own you. So 888-342-1010, $250 will liberate one slave. I'll break down the cost for you. You'll hear a little bit more about that. And if you want to know more, go to my social media feeds as well, because I'll have stuff posted there. And by the way, because of your generosity this year, we've already liberated 31 slaves. 31 women and children whose lives are going to be forever free because someone like you stepped up and made a difference. Now, what difference will it matter to China, and should we punish them? That's the subject of my next set of conversations with Kelsey Bowler. Here to discuss is someone who took up that very topic in her morning edition of the Bright email that came out today. If you're not reading this, friends, you should. It is a really good email, and if you want to fancy yourself informed on a whole variety of different topics, getbrightemail.com is where you should go and sign up for it. But Kelsey Bowler is a senior policy analyst with the Independent Women's Forum. You see her on Fox News. She's also a contributor to The Federalist and to The Daily Signal and to Kevin McCullough Radio. And Kelsey, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Kevin. It's great to be here.
I pity those of you that are in the Beltway, because the lockdown remains there, but you've smartly avoided it. So lucky you, and good for you. I've got a couple of questions, though. The talk in Washington right now should be about, as we've flattened the curve and we're on our way to reopening, I think some 36 states have some degree of reopening already occurring. What is the debate about how China pays for what they've done?
Well, what's interesting about this conversation is most of the issues that are extremely important and relevant to be discussing and debating right now were issues prior to coronavirus. China has been a very bad actor for a number of years. They have manipulated their currency. They have taken advantage of trade deals. They have stolen so much intellectual property, cost of millions and millions of dollars. And so I think, you know, coronavirus was really a wake-up call to many Americans to realize we can no longer be dependent on a communist country. And there are a number of different policy issues that we could and should get into. What I personally find frustrating when you turn on the TV, seems like most people are starting to agree that there is a problem that we need to address, but I've seen very few policy proposals for what to do about it. So in Bright Email, I came across this really, it was a long read in the Federalist, but it was by a former government national security experts. And they, it's a long piece, but if you make it to the end, they actually had 10 policy recommendations for the United States in response to China. You know, some of them are things you probably have heard of, like moving our manufacturing for essential goods and services back to the United States. Of course, that's easier said than done. But what's interesting is there is a growing consensus for doing that. And there's also, we're seeing Americans be more supportive of the idea of paying more for goods and services that are American made. So if you're buying a t-shirt, polling is now telling us post-corona, I guess in the middle of coronavirus, I can't call it post yet.
Right.
Well, Americans are willing to pay a few more bucks for it to be made here. That's hugely significant. And I hope the private sector is paying attention because they have made a lot of mistakes in becoming so reliant on Chinese manufacturing. And when coronavirus hit, they realized, you know, they thought they had some sort of ownership over their factories and so forth over in China, but it turns out those were really on loans, and the Chinese Communist government had complete control over it. They came up powerless. I hope it's a huge wake-up call, and polling is telling us, at least for American consumers, we want things made here in America.
I think one of the things that has just really taken America by surprise as well is that we were so beholden to the Chinese on the dependency and the creation of so much of our medical needs in responding to this. Not just the PPE and stuff like that, but the medications. And the fear was, are they gonna have the ability to control the supply chain when we need stuff to fight the very virus that they put out there? And why wouldn't they do this again if they felt like they could cripple us in some way? I don't think this was actually launched in that manner, but it certainly it makes you sit there and think, well, if they did have bad intentions towards us, this would have been a perfect strategy to follow.
And Kevin, I would encourage all of your listeners to try out a one-day experiment where everything they go to use in their everyday life, look at the tags or the stickers that are attached to those products. I think very few of us realize how reliant we are in our everyday lives on products that were made in China. And just paying attention for one day, you'll probably start to question why your baby's bottle needed to be made in China and not the United States. Would you be willing to pay $3 more for it to be made here? Personally, I absolutely would.
Yeah. Well, very interesting stuff. And friends, again, if you don't subscribe to the Bright Email, you should, because this is the kind of thing that Kelsey brings to your attention. Kelsey, back home, and, you know, you're a new mom, and you're trying to, you know, get that part of life underway and have some degree of stability and sanity attached to it. You spent a lot of it in lockdown, which is kind of a rough thing to experience. But how do you feel? Has it given you perspective not being in the lockdown area as to what the rest of the country is thinking outside of the D.C. New York Beltway?
Well, for background, yeah, I live and work in Washington, D.C., but I've been quarantined in Florida with my parents. Florida has not faced the types of lockdowns that the majority of the rest of the country had. There was a time where everybody was pretty nervous down here, and although lockdowns weren't legally being enforced, a lot of people were choosing to self-quarantine, and that included myself. And I think as more and more information became available about coronavirus, you saw businesses starting to reopen and more people starting to visit them. And if I go down into town, which is full of a bunch of small businesses, which are sadly really struggling, they're all being very responsible in the ways that they are reopening. If you go on Twitter, you hear about the very few bad examples of businesses or individuals being irresponsible the way they're conducting business or themselves.
But not the case.
But exactly. The vast majority are being very responsible and going above and beyond.
Well, I think that's why the cases are dropping, and that why the opened states are going to have a real path forward to show the few that haven't yet on how to do it. Anyway, I hope that's the case. Hey, thanks as always for the insight. Good stuff on how to respond to China today. Friends, getbrightemail.com. Kelsey Bowler of the Independent Women's Forum, thanks for your time.
Thank you, and happy Memorial Day weekend.
And the same. Kevin McCullough, come right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to hour number 2 of Radio Night Live. Of course, that means the Ladies Lounge continues on. Coming up, Kristen B. Tate and Carol Markowitz, two of your favorites. And Charmaine Yost is stepping up to the microphone right now. She just came out of the green room. She's ready to go. And she'll talk to us in just a second. But first, if you have not yet helped us liberate a slave, a woman who is in slavery right now in northern Sudan, find out more information at csi-usa.org. Click on My Picture when you get to that homepage. It costs $250, and that woman's life has changed forever. You can give a five-month gift of $50 a month and liberate that woman as soon as possible. You can give a $250 gift tonight and save one. You can do a $500 gift tonight and rescue two. We've liberated more than 200 per year for the last several years and already 30 this year. So thank you to those of you who are helping. 888-342-1010.
There comes a time where a state of emergency becomes a state of tyranny.
Long Island, the Mid-Hudson region, if the number of deaths continues to decline
and one person believes they control the destiny,
they get their tracing up and online.
Literally what individuals or businesses can do in every aspect of their life.
Both regions could reopen this week.
We cannot come to that. We have got to start reopening much faster.
Yeah, that was Governor George Pataki on my show just earlier this week, just laying it out there, saying, look, it's starting in these at least blue states to appear as though it's tyranny. It's not about safety. It's not about flattening curves. It's not about getting people well. It's about telling churches we'll be the least intrusive into your practice and then not allowing them to open when you let the barbershop and the nail salon and the gym open. And these are the kinds of comparisons that people are observing and making. Someone who knows a lot about the reopening because she was given the assignment of the National Coronavirus Recovery Commission, and someone who studies all this stuff for the Heritage Foundation as a vice president there for the Family, Community, and Opportunity Institute is Dr. Charmaine Yost, who rejoins us on this Friday. Charmaine, I hear from people all across the country, the states that are open, the people are loving it. And as I predicted a couple of weeks ago, the ones that are in the states that are watching the states that have been open but aren't living in states that are open are kind of starting to say to their governments, we need to be open too.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. I think Georgia is a great example. You're not hearing anything about Georgia. And yet, 2 weeks ago, when the governor there said he was going to open Georgia, everybody was saying that, you know, he was basically sacrificing the people of his state. And now you're hearing people talk about driving down there to get their hair cut, right?
Yeah.
You and I have been talking for weeks now that there are different situations on the ground in different states. And if you're in one of the states that is not being hit hard by this, then you need to be moving forward to get people back to work. We've now got 38 million people out of work. That's just, you can't even wrap your head around what that means. And so it becomes its own public health crisis to have that many people out of work. I don't know if you heard, there's a letter going around that was sent to the president this week from 100 physicians who, and the big line in there is saying, in medical terms, the shutdown was a mass casualty incident. And their argument is that, you know, we're keeping people away from getting the kind of health care that they would otherwise be getting. I personally know someone whose father died of a heart attack because he didn't get the medical care that he possibly might have gotten if it weren't for the coronavirus situation.
Charmaine, I've talked to so many frontline physicians, and you're exactly right. People forwent cancer screenings that would have helped catch early detection. They forewent, basic checkups. Kids didn't get vaccinated. And then I talked to other doctors, you know, primary care guys, and they're like, you know, we've kept all the kids bottled up in their houses all this time. They haven't been out there playing with each other. They haven't been exposed to each other in school. There's going to be herd immunity issues, not for COVID-19, but for things that they normally would have no problem fighting off. Like, we're going to have to start rebuilding a base immunity system for everyone in the country because we went into this isolated lockdown.
Well, it's interesting seeing the data shifting. And, you know, next week, maybe you and I can come back and talk about a paper we've got coming out from Heritage this next week that looks at and surveys all of the different research. Because I think, you know, people have been confused because they feel like they heard one thing one week and one thing the next. But one of the things in particular that has shifted is the actual data on how well lockdowns protect you. And, you know, you're up there in New York a couple of weeks ago. We had, you know, the spectacle of Governor Cuomo saying, well, it looks like, you know, an awful lot of the people who are showing up at the emergency rooms were on lockdown. So, you know, sadly, we've done some things that worked well, and we've done some other things that didn't work so well. And I think it's important not to be pointing fingers, but I think it's also important to be realistic and prudent and to say that now is the time to get people back to work.
Well, and given that this is Memorial Day weekend, Charmaine, you've got people that are going to very much want to spend the holiday out with their family doing things that typically is kind of the gateway to summer. And, you know, it's going to depend on where they live as to what they get to do. You know, we're probably going to make a beach trip on Monday as a family. But if we get to a beach that's open, there will not be any restaurants that we can go eat lunch at. And, like, whatever we need to, you know, have with us for supplies, we're probably going to have to take for the day simply because of the way the states here in the Northeast are still reacting to this. And they're doing so in spite of the fact that numbers are dropping off the chart. I was looking at the CDC numbers. Percent of expected deaths last week, for lowest week in the year to calendar to date for the CDC, 84%, where they've been anywhere from 98% to 103% in recent weeks. And for that was 2 weeks ago, and the immediate previous week is at 48% of expected deaths. That's just total pure deaths. So if we're living longer and we're healthier, and there's not as many people even dying from general causes, you know, you're going to have a hard time making that case to the American people that they need to be kept inside much longer.
Well, and listen, here's the thing. Here, we know so much more about where this thing is really attacking people. And there's two important factors. One is some of the data is seeming to indicate that over half of the deaths are occurring in nursing homes. Listen, you know, you
brave move by Cuomo to send 4,000 more there this week.
Right. I mean, it's just you're seeing it in nursing homes where people are, you know, have immunity issues and are packed in together. And we're also seeing it. There's some data indicating that it's really striking hard into families that are living in multi-generational setups. Now, ordinarily. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Ordinarily, we think that's a really good way to go. But it's a vulnerability in this context when you're trying to cut down on the spread of the virus. Look, I mean, I hope you won't go to a jam-packed beach. I know you have more sense than that. But the truth of the matter is it's these other settings where people are indoors, exposed to each other for long periods of time. The CDC is really clear that their understanding of the transmission of the virus is it's much more in those circumstances. Not that it can't happen outdoors, but it's just much less likely.
Yeah. No, good stuff. And Charmaine, we will look forward to that report. Maybe we can chat about that next week on Friday. She is the VP of Heritage Foundation. Relations Institute for Family, Community, and Opportunity, and she also is one of the co-heads of the National Coronavirus Recovery Commission established by the Heritage Foundation. And we appreciate her insight. Charmaine, thank you.
Great to be with you. Have a great weekend.
You do the same, and happy Memorial Day. Yeah, that's what we intend to do, is have a happy one. Get some sunshine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he wants Americans to go back to church. He's declared them to be essential.
The governors need to do the right thing and allow these very important essential places of faith to open right now. For this weekend, if they don't do it, I will override the governors. In America, we need more prayer, not less.
Some governors say the president can't order them to open churches, but the Justice Department has already been warning states they cannot let businesses reopen while keeping churches closed. They also sent a letter to LA's mayor warning that extending stay-at-home orders may be unlawful. This while Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has extended their stay-at-home orders for another 3 weeks, despite declining infections and increasing protests. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you. Welcome on back to Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live. We're so glad to have you with us. Yet to come in the ladies' lounge tonight, Kristen B. Tate. She's in the makeup chair now, getting ready. But first, up first, Carol Markowitz.
He's our president, and I would rather he not be taking something that has not been approved by the scientists, especially in his age group and in his, shall we say, weight group, what is morbidly obese, they say.
You want to see leftists literally light their hair on fire, just let Donald Trump tell them something that they weren't expecting. And it's just the most amazing thing. That was late yesterday afternoon, early evening, when Nancy Pelosi realized that Donald Trump was actually literally taking his own medicine. Welcome back, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. And thank you again to Dr. Zelenko and Governor Pataki for being with us tonight. We've still got Ari Zoldan straight ahead talking technology, but I want to turn to one of my favorite stops every week, Carol Markowitz. She writes for the New York Post. She has opinions. They're good opinions. Even if I don't agree with them all the time, it's always hard for me to argue with them because they are so soundly thought through. Carol Markowitz, welcome back to Kevin McCullough.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you. I like when you kind of can't disagree with me.
I didn't say that, but
I think you said that.
You know what's interesting about this is that if Donald Trump, and he probably has referred to a female, Rosie O'Donnell being one that comes to mind, as a pig, the world, you know, would go crazy. She can call him morbidly obese, and you know that Nancy Pelosi is just the picture of perfect health herself, but at the end of the day, there is a really big double standard on something like that, especially in this, you know, we will cancel you culture about everything, and, you know, she just didn't fear it at all. That media alliance is pretty strong.
Well, that's what's interesting, right? That fat shaming is not allowed unless it's about Donald Trump. I think that the continual, you know, exception of him to all of their rules is really telling. And, you know, I did see some liberals yesterday on Twitter saying, like, that Nancy opened the door for this kind of fat shaming, and they're really disappointed in her. But nobody calls her out on it in the moment. Like,
right.
CNN is not telling or asking her any follow-up questions about it. It's all very, you know, cozy and tummy. So, yeah, she gets away with it, and our culture is coarsened because of it.
Well, and I haven't, obviously, I did a lot of research, and I talked about hydroxychloroquine before a lot of other people, but I didn't necessarily say it was the answer or the key. And we talked about remdesivir, and we talked about the antibody treatment. We've tried to, at this microphone, just provide solutions, as many as we could, as fast as we could. I thought that was what my public service would be best served by. I find it ironic that Nancy Pelosi, Jake Tapper, Essie Cupp, Chuck Schumer, all these, none of them are doctors. None of them have any medical background. I'm sure some of them have talked to doctors over the last few weeks, but they've got 6,700 doctors on record, Carol, saying from places from Europe all the way to Southeast Asia, that when used according to certain protocols, hydroxychloroquine has proven to be 95% to 98% effective, and that it doesn't necessarily work well with the old people late stage prognosis, but the earlier you get it and the earlier you take it, the better that it works. And it's just astounding that the media and the Democrats are always like, you know, Republicans and conservatives are anti-science. They don't want to look at the science. They're so against science. And here you have 6,700 frontline physicians filling out literally millions of prescriptions for this and getting people well. And because the orange man likes it, it can't work.
Yeah, I think, you know, the lack of, like, allowing any hopefulness for any new treatments or anything is a problem. I'd like to see more studies into it before we are all taking it en masse. I don't know why Donald Trump is seeking it. I'm sure he's consulted with his doctor. I have a feeling he's not just popping, you know,
I've got the signed letter up on Twitter. The
right.
White House surgeon indeed prescribed it for him.
You know, again, in consultation with your doctor, that's one thing.
Yeah.
It's not people compared it to the fish cleaner episode in Arizona or something, where people just started taking fish cleaner. Like, don't do that. And again, so listen to doctors. And if Donald Trump is being instructed by his doctor to take it, that's his issue,
yeah,
or his, you know, situation.
Well, and that's what I think. Like, I trust the doctors. I don't trust Jake Tapper. Carol Markowitz, you're saying for our own health, get outside, go outside, do the outside thing. 2 minutes left.
Yeah,
what are we looking at?
I think we've all been
conditioned over this period to stay inside. I mean, stay home, you know, fanatics screaming it at us.
Karen?
But
yeah, Karen's been doing a lot of screaming.
All the Karen. But, you know, vitamin D has been proven to be very positive in general and very positive for COVID specifically.
Yep.
A lot of the deaths of COVID have been people who are vitamin D deficient. And you get vitamin D from sunshine. So we need to be getting outside and we need to, like, change our thinking a little bit from the stay-home mantra that we've been living under and going outside. And our elected officials need to make that easier for us. In New York, that means we need to open all the green spaces. We need to open the playgrounds, the beaches. All of that needs to happen so that people can spread out and not have dense situations, which we currently do because we have so many closed spaces.
Like always, Carol Markowitz making sense. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
You're You're listening to Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, thrilled to have you with us. Our final Ladies Lounge segment tonight. The one, the only, contributor for The Hill and best-selling author, Kristen B. Tate.
So today, I really don't know to what Chairman Nunes was referring, but he said that whatever he was referring to was a legal, lawful surveillance, and that it was potentially incidental collection.
Whatever helps you sleep at night, Dr. Susan Rice, you have been caught, and it appears that the web of the people that the Obama administration were spying on continues to grow. And if I'm Devin Nunes and I have a solid sense, and maybe I have some supporting facts that you were after me and that you use these same methodologies on me, you're not getting off that easy. Not by a long shot. Kellyanne Conway saying you can't trust Susan Rice. And then someone's floating her name as a potential VP pick. Oh, and I got to talk about this with my next guest, Kristen B. Tate, author of several best-selling books, three, in fact, to be exact. But the most recent one, really taking apart the issue of domestic migration, the liberal invasion of red state America, and how liberals are leaving blue state areas because they hate the policies, and they move to red state areas, and then they start voting people in that gave them the policies where they just came from. It's kind of crazy, but instead of going and learning from the red state places and saying, hey, how can we you know, prosper in this environment, they go there and begin changing it. She's troubled by that. Her newest bestseller covers that in depth. But Kristen B. Tate, columnist for The Hill and contributor to Kevin McCullough Radio each week. Thank you for being here and being back.
Thanks for having me.
The names of the people being floated for VP, okay, you've got supermodel Stacey Abrams. All right. So that's one. I read earlier today that Michigan governor, what's her name? Megan Whitaker?
Whitmer.
Whitmer.
Yeah.
Megan Whitmer is being considered. Dr. Susan Rice. Okay. I'm saying take any of them, please. I'm begging the most incompetent, least intelligible, most word salad oriented candidate of any political party in the modern era, Joe Biden, please pick any one of these, because Whitmer is by far one of the most incompetent governors in the COVID-19 shutdown, and she's handled it wrong at every turn. Dr. Susan Rice, she's just a liar. She's just a crook, just whatever. She's just going to break the rules. And Stacey Abrams is maybe the least accomplished person of the three to even have her name in there. But Kristen, if these are the level of candidates that they're talking about pairing with Joe Biden, are the Democrats even seriously running in 2020?
Well, none of these prospective VPs would add anything to the ticket in terms of appealing to voters. All this would do is just check off the woman box, which it's clear that's what the campaign's goal is. I mean, that's why they announced months ago that they're not interested in actually finding the best candidate for the VP slot. They just want a woman.
Right.
So
Joe promised them. I promise.
Right. Yeah. No, it's ridiculous, Kevin. But, you know, what's crazy to me is that working people in this country, especially working people in key states like Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, I mean, these are states that, you know, the election will really depend on. Working people no longer see a place for themselves in today's Democratic Party. They feel completely alienated by the party. And Joe Biden was supposed to be the one candidate in the field who could reach out to those people, who could show moderates, hey, you know what, the Democratic Party is still for you, who could appeal to those union blue-collar workers. But instead, he has gone completely woke scold. He is just really trying to go as far left as possible, and especially if he brings on one of those VP picks who you just mentioned, you know, working people have no reason in the world to pull the lever for the Democratic Party in November. So I think that just like in 2016, the Democrats could be in for a rude wake-up call this November.
They have so totally convinced themselves, Kristen, that Orange Man Bad is going to be all they need to push, and that that will take them over the finish line. And it does resemble 2016 in the amount of hubris that that kind of thinking involves. Are they even paying attention to the polls? Does anybody even know that Donald Trump now leads in all 15 swing states, according to the most recent polling? I mean, this is one of those things where, how did that happen? If Joe Biden leads nationally, supposedly he does, and has this, you know, this overwhelming mandate to be there, how is it that all the states that Trump flipped and then some from the last go around have now moved into his column, especially when the media has gone 24/7 on, you know, what a bumbling idiot he's supposedly been during the COVID crisis?
Well, the media has completely blown their credibility, and they're just playing to the far left wingers in the country at this point. I truly don't think the mainstream media is really changing anyone's minds. At this point, the few voters who are truly in the middle, those independents, they're making up their own minds. They're seeing the Democrats calling for these indefinite lockdowns that are completely crippling the economy. They see Trump out there getting things done, and ultimately, all of that is going to have much more of an impact on these voters than just, you know, the lies that the Democrats and the media continue to spew. I really thought, Kevin, that, you know, a well-spoken, energetic, passionate, moderate Democrat could have really given Trump a run for his money in November. But at this point, given that they've chosen Joe Biden, a man who can't even complete a sentence, a man who's been sitting in his basement for months on end, avoiding public appearances because he can't even, you know, speak without making a gaffe. Given that this is who they've chosen, I really don't see how the Democrats could win at this point.
Well, and to be clear, friend, those of you listening, I don't sense anything in what Kristen's saying that we have anything to take for granted here. I think that this election has to be fought for to tooth and nail to, 12 p.m. on election night. But having said that, I am beginning to think, Kristen, that maybe for the first time, he could even flip some blue states, especially blue states that are in real, true despair over the lockdowns. I think that when you see Governor Cuomo and Governor Murphy and the governor of Illinois and the governor of California and the governor of Pennsylvania doing this to their citizens, and you see citizens who never are politically active going, what is going on? I think that he could actually have some sway there.
Totally possible. I think that anyone who pays taxes in this country and works in the private sector is a person who will probably vote for Donald Trump. The Democrats only have a few core constituencies left at this point.
That's her analysis, and it's hard to argue with her. Kristen B. Tate, thanks for being here. Final thoughts coming up next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$500,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Final few minutes here. You know, we started out the show with a reminder that sometimes Joe Biden's the gift that just can't help but keep giving.
Listen, you got to come see us when you come to New York, VP Biden.
I will.
It's a long way until November. We got more questions.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
So we were told. And I'm wondering, you know, I took to Twitter this morning because I was inundated with images from the news that are very concerning. People that are practicing being not black around their fellow citizens. For instance, I found something from Al Sharpton. It was a picture of Al Sharpton shaking the orange man's hand. He was shaking Donald Trump's hand. He was thanking him for coming to an event that he had invited him to. I thought that if you were even nice to the orange man, you weren't allowed.
But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Yeah, that's what we were told, at least. And then I found this other picture. It wasn't Al Sharpton. It was Jesse Jackson. Jesse Jackson, and God forbid this one get out, Jesse Jackson is actually giving a thumbs up to a camera next to the orange man, Donald Trump, also holding a thumbs up. He actually is smiling in this picture.
But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
And now, I thought this one was kind of funny. I don't know if this is the actual Kanye West or if it's Chris Redd in his version of Kanye West. In the White House, it looks like it was in the Oval Office. They had someone that looked like Kanye West, really, really very much like Kanye West, standing here giving the president, it's not a high five. It's when you interlace your hands together. It's like the special handshake. Because I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to do that, you know, being not black around Donald Trump.
But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Yeah. And then there were other ones. I found pictures of Barack Obama trying to hug Donald Trump, and I thought that certainly is not being black. Sean Puffy P. Diddy. Puffy Puff. Puff P. Diddy. Shawnee. Sean Puff. Puff Piffy Diddy. He was actually partying with the Trumps somewhere. I'm almost positive that is the practice of not being black in and of itself.
But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
And then I saw this one. This one here, the greatest of all time. Sting like a bee, float like a butterfly, all that stuff. Muhammad Ali he's taken an award from the orange man. That is definitely being not black with Donald Trump.
But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
And then I wondered about this one, because this doesn't even have Trump in it, but it's just Joe Biden holding the hand of Robert Byrd, who was the senior Grand Kleagle, whatever that is, of the Ku Klux Klan.
You know, that evil, hateful organization that actually terrorized black citizens. And there's Joe Biden. Look at him. He's holding his hand, waving it up in the air. Joe Biden also endorsed him many, many times when he ran for president. I'm confident that's not being black.
But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out what you're for, Mayor Trump.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.